minutes before we start, I wanted to speak for a minute about the Mechazik, the Thursday Chaburis that the Rebbe says. I heard that there was already a Rifyon last week. A few Chaburis, Chaval didn't say, partially people. The fact that there's a Rifyon in that, in the Thursday Chaburis, is not a dog. It never happened so quick. Never happened. Not even building the second month of this month. Stomach's my kosher for the fact that I'm not there. We don't have time. There's a lot to do in Yavamas. I don't have time. I can speak about this for a long time. One thing, I'm not coming. I don't even know who. I don't know when. I'm not coming against anybody. I'm belief in Klali. The stomach, a lot of the new oilam don't know how kosher to me the Thursday Chaburis are. To me, it's Pasha, the defining feature of being in the Chabur. It's not a Davar Noisif. I can come out and say, like, I hope someone who's not the third of the Chabur is not in the Chabur. It's not in the Chabur. Why that is, I don't have time now. We could talk about it, Barichus. I could explain to you, Barichus, how I feel, how that's so Pasha, essential to the growth of a Gaman in the Chabur. But that's, it's a defining feature in the Chabur. It's not a Davar Noisif. It's not Memela. That's the only way we're going to shtike together. Sign mitzad the yochid and mitzad the tzibur. If anyone wants a hezbollah, they can come to me. And anyone also maybe didn't know, Taka, maybe a lot of times new people don't know. So now they know. And there's another lakuda. I'll just mention this. The ledaiti, it has a lot to do with the state of being a yingaman b'chal. The basic tights, the difference between a yingaman and a bocher, is that a young man, you're responsible for your own life. It's a taich, the uptaich of a young man. From now on, you're responsible for your life. No one's going to do something for you, although parents still spoil after people are married, but be so hadover. You're responsible for your life, and life means your physical life, and life means your ruchanistic life. It's over the time where someone's going to force you to learn, and someone's going to force you to come to minyan, and someone, you have to decide what are you in life. In fact, different people decide. Look, as they get older, you see exactly what they decided in life. We have tools in Ruchnias, and the question is, do you want to use the tools in Ruchnias? But someone has to force you to use the tools in Ruchnias. Anyone who takes advantage of the fact that the Rosh Chabura is not there, they need their shver to come down to see if they're saying Chaburas or not. So the pshat is that's felt in the whole Chefetz of the Yungaman. The pshat is that he says, are you a big person? Are you a grown-up person who's going to take a tool and decide to use it the right way for yourself? No one's looking, no one for yourself. The fact that it's hard, I'm not that it's hard. At the end of the week, there's a million things come up. And who in the world wants to say a chabura by something that they're not? It's a pain in the neck. But the canal, a person steigs from it. A person's machriach himself. I'm telling you, he steigs. And this is something that's essential for you, for your steiging. So you could run away from it. We could use it like a big boy. And even if the Rosh Chabura is not there, you're not going to be mezalz on it. That's the sign of being a man. And the person who's not doing that, it's going to happen, express himself 50 million ways in his life throughout being a man. It'll be with a million things. He's going to run away from a lot of other things in life now that he's not responsible. No one's, he doesn't have to answer to anybody. That's a davar noisef. Kaponim nochamol and chayzer to what I started with. If anyone wants me to mazber, I'm muchan, ma'oimit, mazber more bariches. In private, but it's extremely chashuv. There's the Aleph Beis of the Chabura that the Olam says Chaburus, comes to the other person's Chaburus. I think it should be given the utmost chashivus. Yeah. In the Sugya of Gemara, we have a Sugya in Kalayim, we have a Sugya in Kalayim B'tzitzis. I bet some want to get to the Sugya in Kalayim B'tzitzis. Efshe B'Ksara, I said, a lot of the Olam spend most of the week on that, so at least a little bit in Chabura. Talk about the Ershta Chelik of the Sugya of the Kalayim. Gemara brings. As the Tzvei Pesukim, Gemara originally thought maybe it was Mufne, the fact that the Torah chazes over the lav or kalayim of Shanis twice. It says Lo Yala Alecho. It says Beged. It says Rampishim Lo Yala Alecho. And it also says Lo Subish Shanis. It says twice. Maybe it's Mufne. Zok Gemara, no Shvichas. We need it because if it only say Lo Yala, we would think that the Isser of kalayim doesn't involve Dafkan. No. Says Leisulva should teach me we need Levisha this Bianu. Nafkamina Lamoichriksus. Gemara says Nafkamina Lamoichriksus. Rashi and the Rishonim, all the Rishonim argue on Rashi. Rashi learned Moichriksus is a tzir where they have hana, regular tzir people, businessmen who want to show their wares, avada they have hana. Regular Western conditions, you have hana from clothing. But their point is to advertise. Their point is not the chalal to have hana right now. They would wear other bugada maybe. So coming to advertise, they have hana. Since it's in the miskaven, haste us, kilu, you don't have hana. Well, shitas Rav Shimon is a davar shein in miskaven. Is not misyachis to you. Davar shein in miskaven is not misyachis. It's the taitchen Rav Shimon. When you're not miskaven to you, it's not misyachis. So it's kilu, you don't have hana. Rashi learns that's the tzir of the Gemara. The Rishonim all arguing, they say the Gemara is talking about a balbatish and meichri ksus. The balbatish doesn't have hana. We're talking about a strange ukimta. That the chlal, he's not having hana. He's not in the weather conditions where they heard him. He's in a matzav. He's not having any hana from the beggar. I don't have time now yet to go into the yishuv advarim, but just lahadgish moiv. The pshuta, the machloikis, the machloikis in pshat. Machloikis bechlal, and machloikis the dinam. Rashi davada moide to the case of Tosfos, and Tosfos is moide to the case of Rashi. I'm sorry, the Rishonim. Rashi davada moide to the case of Tosfos of the Rishonim. Avada it's mutter. Avada from the main of miskavim la no it's mutter. Kol shekin if you don't have benor before avada it's mutter. And the Rishonim avada moide to Rashi's case. Rashi's case mafurish a mishnah. So we're mishnah per test the client. Mishnah hey. Moichim ksus, moichim kedarkam. Bavachle yiskavnu b'chamiv ne'achamu b'kshamiv ne'akshamiv. Stay mafurish. There's a heter, even though you have hana, you have hana. Aber stay in miskavim. The kashu yishayim is of that can only go with Rav Shimon. Why is Rashi learning a sugya with Rav Shimon? No one's arguing the halacha. The machloek is in pshat. Effective yishayim. It doesn't sound like a sugya is only going with Rav Shimon. Even if it is going like Rav Shimon, it's not a posik. Aber upon him, the dinim is klar pshuta is machloek is in pshat. Again, the Yishuv of Rashi is a Richas Dvarim. I want to maybe just touch on the hearts of the Sugya a little bit, which is the Etzem Din from Levisha Dizbe'ano. The Ptur of Moichi Chesus is learned out from the Gemara from Levisha Dizbe'ano. And this is the Makar Be'etzem, for the Etzem Geder Visser Klein. From this Richas, we learn that the Isser of Levisha Shanis, when you go check your beggar for Shanis, what are you checking for? You shouldn't be over an Isser of Levisha Shanis. What's Levisha Shanis? Shteim Nunza Gemara, that Levisha Shanis has a dimension of hana. It's not also a dry pool of just wearing a beggar, of just draping cloaking yourself in a beggar. That's a halal. It's not also a dry pool of halal and levisha. It's dafka a levisha and halal that is be'ano. This is nischadish in our sugya. Clear to base Halevi. What is the gather of that din of levisha that is be'ano? What's the gather? Agav the makaras klaras merashi rashi shabbos avu shtein levisha hana. That's Poshup Shah. This is the Poshup Shah. Rashi in Shabbos, Chavtes and Beis says, Shtam loivshim, loivshim derechimu. When we talk about Leisun Rash, we talk about people up in Mestoma that are having Ano. That's the technical Makar. But the Shah is, what's the Agdor? Clear to Beis Alevi, what's the Lomdis? The Torah required over here to be Levisha, this be Ano. But what's the Lomdis? The Ersht Tzadz at the Beis Alevi, Avada the Pashtas. Look at the Poshup, the Isser is Levisha, Shet Leisun Rash. The Isser is Leisilvash. Although Allah is a sug levisha, it's a shvacher levisha, but it's a sug levisha. Hanoah is not nishmer v'yatvay. Val the Torah wrote Leisilvash and roiv loivshim is derechimum. Vayistah is the atnai that you have hanoah. In English, we'll say the levisha has to be accompanied by hanoah. It's a tnai to be accompanied by hanoah. The pula haneseris is a levisha. The ma'aseh iser is a levisha. It has to be accompanied by hanoah. That's the ersht tzad for the Beis Halevi. I give the dugma. There's other tanoim in Shatnez. Shatnez only has to be with shui tfiv and noise. When the threads are made in a certain way, they're smoothed out, they're weaved, they're tied together. That's a tanai. It's a tanai ba'ala. It's not the chetz of the Yisr. The Yisr is a ma'is levisha. It's a tanai. It's a tanai that Shatnez is only nesser and you have a noise. That's the Ershid Zad. Sveita Zad Zokta Beis Halevi? Nay. Then the posik's in Schadish Ma'pecha. But for me, you might have thought that the Torah mastered in Yisr a pool of a chunk of the pool of Levisha and Anah. Nay, in the din from Levisha is by Anah states that the Iker Isser is Lakichas Anah. And this is Anah, that's together with Isser Anah and Kola Terah Kula. The Isser is Lakichas Anah. Nor Namal the Torah Asr Isser Anah Uloifanim. Over here, the Torah only Asr Isser Anah in the Mesuyim Dika Oifin of Levisha. The Torah only said, don't take Anah. The Etzim the Isser is, don't take Anah from a Beged Kalai, from a Beged Chavis. Don't take Anah in the Oifin of Levisha. That's what Svekin said. Mamish, the two stodim are mamish opposite of each other. Is the Eshet Tzad is the Isser is the Levisha, the Tanai is the Ano. The under Tzad is the Cheptz of the Isser, the Pula and the Seres is Lakichas Ano. The Maise Isser is Lakichas Ano. The Tanai that comes Derech Levisha. Why would you think the second Tzad against the Pashup Shah, the Pasa, the Echet Ezer? So again, there's a lot of the nafkaminas, but we'll take one raya, the Iker raya from Beis Halevi, and that's a Zachro. It's from the Etzem Heter of Einem Eskavim. Shtei Klor and Rashi and Nochamo, we said the Rishonim agreed to the Etzem Heter of Einem Eskavim. They just told us, so you're not talking about that. It's a Mefurash Mishnah that there's a Heter of Einem Eskavim. When someone wears a beged, he has tremendous ano. He has the same ano that a regular person has, but that wasn't his mechuvin. He's coming to advertise the beged. He's ungevarmed by the beged. Gvalgano, he gets tremendously warmed by the beged, but that wasn't what he was coming to do. Shteit is a heter v'ein miskavim. Zok to Beis Halevi, l'chayra, you can only understand the heter is only in his parish. Ein miskavim is a heter in the Maise Yisr. If a person does a Maise Yisr and he's not miskavim to the Maise Yisr that the Torah asked, then there's a heter. Oh, but if a person is miskavim to the Maise Yisr, which is the Pulis Levisha, and he's not miskavim to the Tanaya Yisr, Otu, we are talking, you have to say, you have to miskavim to the Tanaya Yisr. A person has to miskavim. If a person doesn't know the Ushua Tviva Nois, a person doesn't know that the Shatni is Ushua Tviva Nois, he has no idea. He doesn't know what it means because he doesn't know the types of Ushua Tviva Nois. So he's not also Mutter. He has to miskavim to the Tanaya Yisr. Zot to Beis Halevi, from the very fact that there's a Heter Veni miskavim, is Mechiach Vida Tzvei Pitzah. Ef Shabi Yeser Beer. The time of the Beis Halevi. The Heter V'Meinu Miskavim, the Ksoro. The Heter V'Meinu Miskavim. Kedua, what are we talking about? Spitz case is a great resafsal. Someone schleps a bench in Shabbos. And from schlepping the bench inside, he schleps it outside in a dirt path, and it makes a chritz. Now, this person knows 80% chance, not 100%, 80% chance from this pool he's about to do, is going to come out of a Sias chritz. Oh, but that wasn't what he's coming to do. He wanted the bench. He wasn't interested in the Sias chritz. Oh, but Yediyah Avada, he knows. So Yehuda says, that's maybe the Pasha, Yehuda says, Tata Levin, you know what's going to happen? You're about to drag a bench? That's it, that's your chritz. You're awesome. That's awesome. You can make a chritz. That's a pulis. That's a chritz. Shimon's mechadish, no, ain't a miskavim. From Shimon's mechadish, that we touch up the maisa, the kavon of the mensch, get the rein in the maisa, krich the rein in the maisa, and it says only the chelik that you mechadim for, the Torah is going to be magdir as your maisa. The second chelik of the maisa, ki'ilu, ki'ilu, it's not misyachas to you. Ki'ilu, what happened itself. That's the touch of Shimon's of Shimon. Time developed. When it happened itself. You didn't make the chritz. How do you make the chritz? In Baal Batishka, you didn't make the chritz. It means in Gidrei Torah, and the way the Torah touches up a Maisa, the Torah only asks her the Maisa that, hey, you're a Maisa, direct your Maisa. A Maisa that comes not directly from you, it comes from Atzad. Abavada, this Maisa came from you. If you want to ask, did the Maisa come from you or came from you? You didn't do the Maisa. Maybe that's the Hagdor. You didn't do that Maisa. The chritz came from you. Tainet the Beis Halevi. Over here, I wasn't a chavin for that. Okay, I wasn't a chavin. That means I wasn't in it. That means I wasn't in it. It means I didn't have enough in the beged. I didn't take source. I never had enough in the beged. You can't call the mice of lekichas ano. That's the type of enemies chavin. Zok the base levy beseder beseder davar toli bishleimer. If the iser is a mice of lekichas ano, so it says that the lekichas ano is not misyachas to me. I did a levisha. From there came a lekichas ano. That's not mice lekichas ano. Oh, but if you say like the under tzad that ano is only at night. It has to accompany Ano. I didn't have enough in the beged, but I had enough in the beged. I didn't do a Maisel Kichas Ano. I don't have to do a Maisel Kichas Ano. The Torah asked to the Maisel of Isha, calls man that you received enough in the beged. But I received another beged. Enemus Kavod doesn't say I didn't receive enough in the beged. The Mele, that's the Achor of the Beis Halevi. The Mais, again, with that, there's a lot of things. But the Kitzur Adorim, Isaiah Shvertz and Makabal Zayn, the Hakam, the Maskona. First, let's connect the Pashtas. The Pasuk, look at the Pasuk, like Silbash. The Rambam, Sefer Mitzvahs, Sayin, the Keteres, before Hilchas Kalayim, when he says the Isser B'Ksar, doesn't mention a word about Ano. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, L'Lulvash Beged Sha'arub Mitzemer Tcheles. In the Keteres, he says, L'Lulvash Kalayim. It's enough. The Pasuk uses the wrong word of the Rambam. When he brings down the Mitzvah, he doesn't mention a word about Ano. He's mentioning the Tanai Ba'om. That's the Eresh Taina. There's a lot of other Tainas, I'm going to mention one Taina. What's the Aloha, just on to Shaila, what's the Aloha Moichi Ksus Lagabit Tzitzis? Let's say in either the case of Rishonim or the case of Rashi, even the case of Rishonim, he doesn't have enough. Is he mechuyev in tzitzis? He's wearing the beged. He's not having enough in the beged. Is he mechuyev in tzitzis? So the Pirush HaRosh, Mishnah Dalar, Mishnah Gimel, the Pirush HaRosh, Darin Klein, Perktes, and Toises and Nida, the Nun Aleph Beis, they say, as Zoivi, they don't say the Dimyon, but it's pretty clear they're coming from it. They say, by tzitzis also, is a din, you need Levisha, this be Ano. And since Moichi Ksus are not having Ano, yeah? So then, Yipotim Sitzis. Fregich, if the only Taich, the Filim HaBeis HaLevi's Maskona, There's a lady understands the only chisorn in Levisha this be'anod. But it's a Levisha. It's felt in the lakichas anod. That's what Beis Levi is Betzim saying. I understand it's a Levisha. It's called a Levisha. Oh, but the ain't is kavin or the lack of anod. It's felt in the anod. It's felt in the lakichas anod. By tzitzis there's a din, the ikr. You can tell me by tzitzis the same gather as Beis Levi. The ikr din, what's mechayiv you tzitzis is when you take anod from the beggar. Avada by tzitzis what's mechayiv is the blush on the pasuk is shetechasibo. Avada what's mechayiv a person tzitzis is Levisha as a beggar. It's not taking anod. So Pishlema is the Pshana Moichri Ksusis, it's felt in the Levisha. Yeah? Then I hear, the Rishonim are saying, by Mitzvah Sitzis also it's felt in Levisha. But if it's telling me it's not felt in Levisha, it's felt only in Anoah, passes by Tzitzis, it's Kassar. It's L'chayra, Hashem Efter, L'chayra, 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 again, L'chayra, 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 A third, that's my third sound of the Hakira. The Lo'ilim, the Isser is the Levisha. You need Hanof from the Levisha. However, the Hanof from the Levisha is not a T'nai Ba'alma, so we call Magadir to the Etzem Ma'isa. The Loshen Ramban and Shabbat. Forget about it, I can't go into the, he's talking about a whole shmooze. The Ramban's Loshen is when he's Mazbir the Etzem Din of our Mishnah. She'en lo'in imenu Hanof, Dr. Ramban, lav malbushu el amasui Ba'alma. The Lashon of the Ramban is Nisiyas Ma'asa Ba'alma. Zokhtu Ramban, when Moichri Ksus have mind for another Kavona, it's not only the Nat Mechavin Vano, it changes the uptight of the Ma'asa. It's not called Levisha anymore. It's called that they're carrying a Ma'asa, they're carrying a burden. V'hochi, and this is the Ikar Ono, V'hochi Yis of a Perikamidi of Ox. Ramban's Moisif, they're not only coming to answer the Aruch, I'm not only saying a fancy story to answer the Aruch. If you look good in the Sugi of Omis, which is not talking, Lafid Ramban is not talking about Bechalal in the Miskavin. Zokhtu Ramban v'hochi yisa perikam avomis. So first of all, I see in Ramban saying a new word. The Ramban saying by any miskavin, he's not saying it's felt in the kichas hano. He's saying lehed, it's felt in the levisha. Yeah? But he says a new taich. Why is it felt in levisha? Zokhtu Ramban, because it's called in the siyas ma'isa. Why is this in Ramban? That a mole you have, that a person does one pula and he does it with different kavonas, supplied to an under kavona, shal shmo, doesn't change the pula. But a mole, you have a pool in the Torah where the toichin ha-pula touches up the pula. It goes around, it's a kricht around the toichin, the mechuvin, what I'm coming to do, it touches up the pula. Zokhtu Ramban. If you look good, a person does the same physical pula, whether or not he's carrying a beged on himself, to just carry. Or whether he's putting the beged on to wear it. Or in the uptach, in the oimek advarm, it's sveit under maisim. Are you using the beged or is the beged using you? Are you using the beged? If you're wearing the beged and you're taking something, the beged using the beged. If you're carrying the beged is Be'etzim using you. You're allowing the beged to use you. That's called a Nesiyas Ma'asa. Zokhtu Ramban, the Taich, that's what we got in the sugya, because he didn't have any other pshat. What does it mean, Levisha, this Be'ano? Ramban Yoshav al Meducha Shal Beis Alevi. He was very wondered. Where does it come, the idea of Levisha, this Be'ano? That's what it means, Hochi's Paragam of Omis. Abu Shtein Levisha Ano. It's a Zaytik Etanai. We're changing around all Isser. I'll go into Ramban. If it's stayed in Levisha, this man, Kanira, Hano is a level in the uptight of Levisha. Hano is a tight in the Levisha. And then, boy to Ramban, the Pshat is, there's two Madrigas, there's a Nocha, a level, a layer, they have to look what's called Levisha or not. So, but even if he is, we're coming to the Achro Shlishis, not like the Chor, the two Stone Base of Levi. Well, Oilam was saying that it's a blight to Plashis Levisha. Oh, but Hano is not a Zayt to get tonight. Hano is part and parcel of what the Torah defines as Levisha. It's a klal gadol in Shas, a sachmol you find this. A sachmol you find that the mechuvin and the teichin of the pula, not always, but you find the mechuvin and the teichin of the pula sometimes, the same physical pula, but the teichin changes the maisa of the pula. Remelo, like this mahalach, this is achro, is there good to have to read them as kavin? Well, the pshat is, when I put on a beged, and I don't have a mind for the Hano, so it comes out, it's not only they don't have a mind for the tonight. It comes out that it's changing the ma'isa that I have a mind to do. I have a mind to do a ma'isa in a siyas ma'asa. I don't have a mind to do a ma'isa of a shimush of the beggar, of a levisha. I'm coming to advertise. Advertising is a different ma'isa. It's a ma'isa of a siyas ma'asa. A garment's the same physical ma'isa. Of a ma'isa, I'm being mechavin for a ma'isa in a siyas ma'asa. I'm not being mechavin for a ma'isa levisha. Thus passed the head of Enim Eskavin. Enim Eskavin says that the ma'isa levisha shaboy is not mechavin, it's not mechavin to me. The Beis Halevi had verstanden that it's an zaytik etnag. Back to Beis Halevi, Avada, you don't have to mechavin for the Zaytik Tanai. But if we say Hano, Geta Rain in the Maisa, Avada, you have to mechavin to the Etzem Maisa. What do you say? Good shayla. Don't say Rabbi Yeager. Finish for yet. Look, Rabbi Yeager. Say Rabbi Yeager. Do you shayne? Maybe bazoi. Zol bihu design. Ain't word. The pshat is the lashon the gemara and psachim is kofi in a base. The pshimin ozel basa kavona. In a bihu lo ozel basa kavona. Can you read the ganzi yisoy that my kavona could touch up the ma'is says totally on the shorish of machloikas of yudim pshimin. The gemara vayter state. That the klein sitzes. I'm sorry. I'm talking about the mamish. The doich grav in the man. The Gemara brings down la local ma'isa that there's a heter of klein betitzis. The pasuk says the Gemara comes out to smuchin. It says lishul bashanis gedilim ta'as lecha. Vayis tois the mitzvah gedilim ta'as lecha is chal. Even the mokum iser klein esi derech lois zay mikan the pashtus very deis. That's the makor and kolat erukula. Is esi derech lois zay and the beemis. That's the makor. We're showing the Gemara uses as the dogma. Klein betzitz is the dogma of esi derech lois zay. We're showing him clear. In the mitzvah sitzis we have. Let's say we'll start with a beged pishtim. The original din of esi derech lois zay is a beged pishtim, and the Torah said that beged pishtim you have to put on tchelis. L'chorah, there's two parts of mitzvah tzitzis. Try to go slow a little bit. The mitzvah tzitzis has two parts. You put in four strings. Two are tchelis, two are lavan. Tchelis, these are the facts. Tchelis can only be tzemer. Shein the Gemara. Tchelis can only be tzemer. You're not shaykh, and I'm a kind of tchelis in the tzemer. But lavan, I have a breira. I can either put pishtim or tzemer. It's clear to you, Shein HaMazoi. If I'm wearing a flax bag and I'm wearing a pishtim bag, avad l'gabi the tchelis. The mitzvah is chelis, I have to come on to essay deichel is essay. It's not shaykh me the kind mitzvah is chelis without being over. It's a klein. Chelis father's tzemer. Tzemer and pishtim is klein. But what about the other two chutei lavan? Could I put on tzemer? Could I also put on another two tzemer, which would be an added aspect of klein? Or no, am I forced to put on pishtim? Maybe the other two big day lavan, the other two chutim of lavan, number three and four, chut three and four, I have to put on pishtim. I'm here to the mitzvah lover. I'm here to the mitzvah ganzma. The ma'isa the rishonim say the mashmoyis asugin menoches for also asugin halacha the ma'isa davar muskim and all the rishonim you're allowed to put on even semer for the other two chutim I can put on even semer but even I can put on all four chutim semer. Not only that they say the other way around also on a beged of pishtim you could put on a beged of semer. I'm sorry, you could put on. You can put on two of tcheles, which is semer, and you can put on two of pishtim, which will also make it line. Let's start with the first chelik. The first chelik that the Rishonim speak about. I'm a bag of the pishtim. I have a bag of the pishtim, and I'm putting on not only number one and two, which is tcheles. I'm making that semer. I'm putting on even the chutei ul, the chutei lovan, I'm putting semer. As I advise the Rishonim, that's medin. Correct, the Rishonim, why is that true? L'chayra, you should not be able to put on the chutei lavan, I should not be able to put on semer. Why? Because what's for a koyach do you have to put on the chutei lavan? And the essay doich alayis essay? Because the mitzvah sits is doich alayis essay? Oh, but Muhammad a klal, a basic one of the halachas. Every chilek has its halachas. Chilkas essay doich alayis has halachas. The shlokish said a special klal. Tomorrow brings it later on in Chof of Days, many places in Shas. Omrei shlokish. Kol mokam shata moitze essay veloyis essay. Im yochol l'kayim shneim mutov. If you could avoid the collision, if it's not a muchrik to kastir, avoid it. Imav, yoga yesu gulach alayzis. Rish Lakish said, a tanai in the din of esay derech alayzis, it has to be a stir muchrachas. Yesh alakayim shnei. Frech to Rishayim, how could it be? Again, the din is, the din they name on shtetim the Gemara. Frech to Rishayim, why is it true that I could put on chutei lovan? Why is it true that chutei lovan has a din tchiyah? Why is it true that the third and fourth chelik, fourth lechut, the mitzvah's lovan also has a din tchiyah? Hareg l'gabi v'edit, efshe ravina. They mean, klal v'r shlokish. It's efshe l'kayim shneim. I could put pishtun, I don't have to put semer. I don't have to go shlokzich with the lois say over there. Klor machin the kashal for the Rishonim. The Rishonim are not asking that there's no makar. Other people, to tell you, that for some reason the Rishonim are asking the whole makar that esi deich loisi is only l'gabi tcheles, nish l'gabi lovin. No. The pasuk that's the makar from Esei Deichel Eisei doesn't talk specially about tchelis. It says gedilim ta'as lecha. It talks about all four chutim. Be'etzem, in theory, there should be a din. The whole mitzvah sitzes has a koyach Esei Deichel Eisei. Of a fregen the Rishonim mitzad Reish Lakish should be mevatel the din. There's a klal Reish Lakish. Even after you have a din of Esei Deichel Eisei, look at the klolim, look at the halachas. playlist is Efshel Kaim Shneim. Lovin is not Efshel Kaim Shneim. Fregin the Refregin Toys Vek Toysvis. That mitzad the din of Reish Lakish, that should be mafkiya or take away or smother and stop and shepherd. The din of Essay the Chalois is on the Chutei Lovin. Adkan Kushis Toysvis. For that, Toysvis is going to say a new Mitzias, a new Bria, the Elim is going to break the heads over, hopefully. Migu, Shver Migu, Shmai Musik Migu. Maybe we'll have time to touch it up a little bit. Oh, but that's the Kash of Toysvis. Taina developed a Sach Kashas, maybe we'll have time to read Duch 2 of the Kashas today. The Sach Ha'orus, the Olam has on this Kash of Toysvis, which Agav is the Kash of all Rishon. Ban, rather than Ban only, yes, the second Kash of Ramban, the Rajba, Toysvis, and Menachos. All the Rishonim asked this question. How could you put, come on, all Rishonim, how could you put Chutei Lavan from Tzemer? Harei Efshel Kaim Shnei. Taina developed a Sach Ha'orus on this Kash of. But maybe again, before I ask the Kash of, it's clear in Toysvis. Very, very clear, to get that one very clear. It's clear in Toysvis that Toysvis needs, in order to be able to put Semer, all four Chutim, Toysvis needs that should be a din Tchiyah, side by the Chutim, the Mitzvah Tchelis, and side by the Mitzvah Slav. This is the Tzush Shemites of Toysvis. It was clear by Toysvis that I need that side the Mitzvah Tchelis has a din Tchiyah, a Koyach Tchiyah, and side the Mitzvah Slavon, the Chilak of the Mitzvah Slavon of the Beged, has a Koyach Tchiyah. That was clear by Toysvis, in order to permit to put Chutei Tzemer on the Lovon. For Toysvis, mitzad the klal or Rishlokish, Lovon shouldn't have it in Tchiyah. That's clear, that's the Tzurus of Shmaitzah. Frek the Welt of the whole Anoch of Toysvis, Mehechetesi! Mehechetesi, it's right. Why is Toysvis approaching the Sugi and saying that in order for me to put four Chutim of Tzemer, I need a separate Din Tchiyah on Chutei Lovon? Chutei Lovon don't need a separate Din Tchiyah. Nochamo. Toysvis is clear and get this. You have to does it down the clock. Toysvis needs to bring a separate din chia to Chutei Lavan. What's going to bring that eventually is going to be the migu. We're going to see. The migu is going to bring that. Why does Toysvis feel the necessity to bring a separate din chia on the Lavan? Frek the Welt, who needs a separate din chia on the Lavan? Once we have a din chia mitzad the Chutei Tchelis, Memeila, there's no problem. There's no problem, Bechlal. There should be no Isser Kalayim, Bechlal, to add on Chutei Lavan. I need a separate heter. I need a separate din chia that the mitzvah Lavan should be matzim aloy save Kalayim. Why? Kind of developed. A beggar that's already Kalayim, there's a problem in adding on more Chutim of Kalayim. A Sfar Gedoyla. The gather of Kalayim, the Isra of Kalayim is a Taroivis, a Mishtach. If something is already Mishmuruv, when you add it on, it's more Muruv. It makes it more Muruv. A Mishtach is something Gemish. I add on more, I add on to the Etzer, the Chetzer of the Isra. L'chor, there's absolutely no Toysefes. There's no problem in adding on more Chutim. So Mehecha Teisei Bechal is a ganze shmooze that I need. I have a problem with the Chutei Lavan. I have to come into a separate Dinchia. It's Pasha, it should be Mutter. So the Emes. In the Mudei Yar, Shalash Shuvas, the Mudei Yar, Simit Samar Dali. He spoke about this, Allah, by the Klov. Is there a problem being Moisev Kalayim? He's talking about a case where someone, for Bekuach Nefesh reasons, figure out what the case is exactly, but Bekuach Nefesh reasons, he has to wear Kalayim. And now the question is, can he just be Moisev as much as he wants? Can he voice as much as he wants? That's a shalom. So he has, kitzur hatzveikatzich. He has a sfaflik l'maisa. He dons, maybe yeah. Maybe there should be an issue of ribi b'shurim. Which canal is a goy sechidish. Ribi b'shurim past. When you're doing another pula sister, more. You're being mavashal on Shabbos. More kizaisim. You're being mavashal more things on Shabbos. Here l'chur, it's one mishtach. It sounds like a sfaflik is. Maybe there's more hanoh schimim. Maybe when you add more kalayim, you're adding in more hanoh schimim from the kalayim. But he himself then goes and says, L'chor should be told you how much you're adding into the beged. If you're adding in a whole huge part of the beged, I understand that. If you're adding in a few chutim of kalayim and tzitzis. Here we're talking about adding two more chutim. These two more chutim are going to add in hanos chimum. He's nishkol. He brings that toisus, God. He brings that toisus. I ain't sure. He's not clear. If you say like the mudei yar, it's usher to add, it's good. You should take kasha. But the ma'is is nishposhim. Sounds like veged, chaznish, asach, they didn't them on. Didn't them on this din of the Ruvdi Or. They named on that it's not a problem. So bleib schwer. That what's the whole schmooze of Toys? What's the whole problem? Why does the Chutei Lavan further a separate din Tchiyah? It doesn't need its own din Tchiyah. It doesn't need its own license. There's no problem with adding in Chutei Lavan Semer. It's showing Kalai. That's the Ershta Shalom. The Sveita Shalom, Ruchonin is Meramistet, and Ruvain is Marach Moib from the Sveita Shalom. The Sveita Shalom, Frekta Ruvain. And from his boy, it's an Andrew Shaila. Even if you're going to tell me, and this is where I bring it out, even if you're going to tell me there is an Isser to be Moisev Kalayim, like the Mudei Yar, if I'm Moisev Kalayim, it's taka going to be awesome because I'm moisiv klein. But lechayra over here, I'm being moisiv klein. What are the two possibilities that stand in front of me? Again, I have a mitzvah sisis of lover. I have one or two choices. I can either put them pishtun, or I can put them tzemer. Zok Tosfos, maybe you should not allow to be put them tzemer because you're being over in Issa Kalayim. Frek the Ruvin, Frek the Bechana, what's the other choice? If you put pishtun also, you're being Moisef Kalayim. Mamanu Shach, you're being Moisef Kalayim. Why? Let's think about it for a second. On one hand, if I put tzemer, I'm adding a taroivis between the big day, the chute tzemer of Lavan, and the beged. The beged's pishtun. Okay, I'm being moisiv. What's the other choice? I'm putting in chutei pishtun. Chutei pishtun are also going to be kalayim with the other chutei tchelis. Nochemo, I have chutei tchelis here, yeah? Ezecher, I have chutei tchelis. Ezecher. So I have it, one second. I have a beged pishtun and chutei tchelis already. The question is, what are the other two chutim going to be? The other two chutim are going to be pishtun or the tzemer. Frek the mamonoshach, it's going to be kalayim. The shadow is, what are you making the klayim with? Are you making the klayim with the beggin or the other chutim? So what's the rabbi? This is Sveita Kasha. The Kasha is over here, even if you're going to say you are Moisef in an Isser, like them who they are, you're Mitaka Moisef in the Isser. Let's say you hold that there is an Isser to be Marbe Klayim. Up over here, I don't need a separate heter from the chutim lovam. Mitzad the tcheles already, it already caused l'chayr that anyways this chutim are going to be klayim. Once I put in tchelis over here, mamonoshach, these chutim are going to be kalayim. So what's the mamonoshach? Why is it? Why do I need a bezunder head? It's fake the kasha. Say that. I'm asking. I hear. So mamonoshach is happening kalayim over here. So what's the problem with tchelis?
What's the
That's what I'm asking. That's the problem.
The other way is you're being maharam with the baguette more by yisafa. I'm saying well, this way is going yisafa.
Again, these strings, are they more of a taruvus or not more of a taruvus? What's the difference of adding to the beged nuchas yisurin? Is the difference more of an issa to add on a beged than to add on to strings? No, it's mavur in the gemara. It's mavur in the gemara. Maybe I have to mock them that. But that's a vada is also. If I wear a silk beged and I put on strings, the two of them are tzemer and two of them are pishtun, that's klayim. The strings are klayim them with each other. You don't have to be klayim with the beged. Strings, the relationship of strings to each other also makes klayim. So there's a more of an issa. There's a more stringent issa if I'm creating klayim with the strings than the beged. No difference. Oh, once we get to that. That's the two kashas.
Every time you add a string, go line to the beggar, the entire beggar resumes.
Again, we'll see the moving art. Again, if you hold the first, I don't know if it's a two isser, but it's another isser. Courage being moisted in the tarot. The other ones don't track and that's a third kasha, we don't even have tarot. It's more confusing, it's a third kasha. The violet, Svei kashas. Svei kashas of Chonor Ruvin is. Rab Nochum, Rabbi Gezocht, the shame of Ruvin, but you say, glad if you look in Rab Ruvin in the Sefer, it says that Pazandu Shabbat, that's what they heard and share from Rab Nochum. He said of Rab Ruvin, you say, in Hilchus Esi Dechol Eis Asim. The Chora answers both these kashas. The Hektim, they talked about it seer, Rabbi Kvega had a seer, in Shulchan Aruch, Gilin Shulchan Aruch Yiralef. Kvega talks about what happens if a person has Kelai, gets stuck with a, got a present, and he got Shabbos. He says, great, I have a patent, you know what? I really want to wear this beged. I'll go wear it. I'll put on sittis. I'll put it in a dal kamfas. I'll put it on. I have a head there to send me to sittis. I'll have it. Essay dechalos. I say now be matter. The client that I have. Why not? The shoyl hell does it. Gvega's machvil adin avad. It's not mutter. Ayn shom. You look. Gvega's not saying what we're about to say. He says a hezbon. It's not like this. What we're about to say. A Ruvain said another hezbon adin of Gvega. Why is it awesome? For a person to take a beged that already has the climb, the beged has climbed within the beged before the strings. Why is it also to take a beged climb and then use mitzvah sisis? Rabbi Ruvin said of what? He said, a seid dechalos say gives you the license to be man chalos say. But a seid dechalos say is not a rava matir, it's not a matir isur. He said a big cloud in a seid dechalos say, a big hagbol. The essay dechalos say zokta zoi. A lois say was kumt machmas the essay. The essay is matzah. A zah iser, which you can be over even without the kiyum of the essay, there's no din of essay, doichal essay, bichla. That was the chiddush of Ruvin. The Torah only gives you a heter to be matzah the lois essay if the iser, if the avera of the lois is coming, begurum as the mitzvah. Akama, that side by side, even without the essay, there would be an Issa Kalayim over here. The Torah didn't give a license to put a loisa. I say the loisa is a very sensitive thing. The Torah is being mancha loisa say. The gather is, if the essay is being gurum the loisa say, the Torah gave a heter. The heter zok sechnish, if the Issa is being ton, nevertheless. Zok to Geiger. Zok to Bruvi. If I'm wearing a beged, I'm sorry, I just can't take questions. If I'm wearing a beged, that's Kalayim. So you're right, if I go do the mitzvah, it might be Torah that I'm after the Kalayim, because there's no Rebbe Shurim. Oh, but the guy's head doesn't start. Because I got him already doing this, so the Torah didn't wasn't matter you to go wear Kalayim. The Torah was matter you wear Kalayim that the mitzvah is going to shock the Kalayim. If the Kalayim is there side by side, the Torah wasn't matter you to be run over and tread over the Issa Kalayim in order to do the mitzvah. Memeila, Gzok Rav Nochem, and Reuven, take a step weiter in the case of Tosis also. This is confusing, but think about it. When you put on Dalid Chutim Teles and Dalid Chutim Lovan, the Bas Achas, you're doing the climb on both of them. But if you look Behelem, this is always the problem. Minus, imagine that the Chutim Teles wouldn't be here. If the Chutim Teles wouldn't be here, the Mitzvah Teles wouldn't be here, would this Begit still be climbed? The answer is, yeah. If I put on two Chutim Lovan there at Semer, it's still going to be climbed. Kum Teles, it comes out that you want to use the Betelot, the domino effect. You want to use the Essay Mitzvah Leisa say, to be matter the chutei lovan. What do I want to say? Chutei lovan doesn't have a dechir, but I want to use the ripple effect of the heter of tchelis. We're not matter yisur. Essay dechaloy say you have to measure always what would be the outer mitzvah. As long as without the mitzvah there would be an iser kalayim, there's no din essay dechaloy say. Well, in his blaming, this answers the second question also. Because what was the second question? The second question was l'chayim a monoshach visit taroyus. Whether or not I make the shtei chutei lovan, whether or not I make the pishna, I make them tzemer, anyways it's taroyus. I'm asking, 100%, can't argue. It is, about the taroyus. But there's a big chilik, who's causing that taroyus? And this is good. Who's causing that taroyus? If I put chutei tzemer, it comes out mitzvah lovan is causing that taroyus. How do I know? Because even if I take away the tchelis, even if I take the two strings of tchelis and I don't make them tzemer, the beged is pishtim, and the string 3 and 4 are tzemer. Chutei lovan, the mitzvah chutei lovan is causing that taroyus. However, if I put big day pishtin, if I put chutei pishtin, if I make string 3 and 4 pishtin, what's causing that to be kalayim? Avada the tchelis. V'horai, if I take away the tchelis, I'm not going to be any kalayim here. The chutei lovan are the same exact fiber, the same exact min as the beged. To come to is thus is the kash of toisus. Frek toisus. It's answered both questions. But this that I'm putting on chutei tzemer, lo yitzur chutei tzemer don't have its eigenet in tchia. The heter of tchelis is not going to help me here, because the heter of tchelis only helps to matter what comes machmosa. So first of all, it can't be matter it and then make it mutter al sribi shurim aleph. Beis, it also can't be matter it to say mamon of shok. Anyways, there's going to be a tarevus here. Because the teroyvus tchelus is only matir, a teroyvus that comes machmas to tchelus. Bishleim, if I put pishtim there, that teroyvus came machmas to tchelus. But if I put semer, it comes to us that the teroyvus is coming machmas to kiyam mitzvus tchelus, kiyam mitzvus lova. The meila, frek toysis, and that's toysis anocho. I need, the only way out is if I'm a chadish, that lova on itself has its own din tchia. That's what we're hoping. This is the word of toysis. Toys' approach is, I need to create a heter, a din chia, that Lovan should have its own din chia. Because Lovan doesn't have its own din chia, then there's going to be an Isser that's being done without the Tchelis. If there's going to be an Isser that's done without the Tchelis, Tchelis doesn't matter anything. So the only Eitz Yechida that I have in Toys' is that I have to be able to create that Mitzvah Lovan has its own din chia. Adkan Kashas Toys'. Like Toys', if Mitzvah Lovan needs to have its own din chia, if Mitzvah Lovan has known the Tchia, it should be Klal, the Klal of Reish Lakish. And for Toisvis, there's something called a Migu. What does a Migu do? Migu says that if the Koyach Tchia, the Torah said that it should be a Koyach Tchia, the Torah said that on Tchelis, a Chelik of Mitzvah Sitzis, there's a Koyach Tchia. Once it's Chal, the Koyach Tchia, Migu, it's as far as a Torah, Kenzan, it's a Pasuk also, but it's as far as a Torah, Migu, it's not the Migu for Shteitzach, Migu Koyach HaTayin, it's the Migu Yevomestika, Sitzestika Migu. Migu says, once a Koyach Tchia was created, I could stretch it to another Chilek of the Mitzvah. You're right that the Mitzvah Slovan shouldn't be awarded with a Koyach Tchia, because mitzvah the mitzvah love and sechel kaim shnei. But once the Torah was already chal, I don't have to create it from new. I don't have to mechadish it by love. I could schlep and take the koyach tchia. That's by tcheles and stretch it over to love. Zok Tosis, I say one migu from tcheles to love, and then I say another migu. And once the mitzvah lovon on a beggar of Pishtin has a din of a koyach tchia, I could stretch that koyach tchia also to the beggar of Tzemer. Also, that's the second. Flexi chashayla. Maybe this will bring out the migo. Flexi chashayla. It's a pel. What in the world does migo help? Migo, and listen good, you have to tighten up after. This the MS. Migo does one thing. It creates a koyach tchia. It creates a koyach tchia. Where you're missing a power to be able to be doicha. Migo says, once in the midst you got the power, you also have the power. But flexi chashayla. What was the problem with chutei lavan? They didn't have the power to do tchia. The characters, and first a pasuk that talks just as much about love and as talks about chelus. The pasuk says gdilim taslecha. What was the original problem Tosfos had with chutei lavan more than chelus? There's no source that they should have it in tchia. Other Tosfos knew there is a source. The whole problem was in hilchis klaim. In hilchis tchia, tchia has a problem. Halacha lemaisa. I could call an application of the din tchia. Tchia has gdorim. You can only be machir when there's a stirik mura, when it's yef shel kaim shnei. Fregich zasheilu. What does migo help me bechal? Migu says that Zoyvi Tchia has a Zoyvi Tchilis has a Koyach Tchia, so also Lovan has a Koyach Tchia. Very nice, Lovan has a Koyach Tchia. Oh, but now let's look. Could I use it or not? So let's look. It's the Yevshel Kam Shem. You can't use a Koyach Tchia. It's a Klal L'chera or Ish Lakish in using the Koyach Tchia. If Tchilis Alein would be Yevshel Kam Shem, would it be Marchit? How could Lovan be better than Tchilis Alein? It's a Pella. It's L'chera. This maybe is the Columbus over here. You have to go into the Klal Ish Lakish. What is the Klal Rish Lakish? In the Ruvain, it's Choyker went together with the Klal Rish Lakish, two stories. The Ershtetzad is, maybe that's the Pashtus. The Rish Lakish is an uptight, and Lakish is an uptight in what we call Matzif and Tchir. Rish Lakish added in a mention. You could have thought any time there's any sort of meeting between the Essay and the Lois, say, that's called Tchir. Zok Rish Lakish, only when it's Mukhrach, that's cool. That is a Matzav of Tchir. Without that, that's not called Tchir. That's one side. Second side, Zokri Shlokish, Zokri Ruvi, no. That's not what Shlokish is going to say. The Shlokish is not necessarily came to redefine what a Tchir is. Tchir could be like the Pashto we said before, anytime you mean it. Anytime a Leisse gets in the way of essay, even if it didn't have to, that could be a Tchir. The Shlokish said a Hagbola, Lashon of Rabuvin, is a Begeder Pircha. It's Hagbola and the Iker source of the Din Tchir. You have no right to learn the din chia to a mitzvah which is not a type of essay, which is soysa de leis essay. Essay de leis is a chiddush. The Torah is only mechadishit. Where is the steer? Oh, well, there's no steer. You don't have a right. Not that you can't be marche. You don't have a right to learn it out. But oifin. That his shaila is, where is the chalvat bol of Rishlokish? Maybe you say it in another nusach. I'm not going to have time to theorize, but at least as much we can get it. In Essay Deichel Eisei, when it's boining, the etzim is too shlavin in the mamakim of Essay Deichel Eisei. The Torah said, Essay Deichel Eisei. The Torah said, when the Essay gets money, Essay Deichel Eisei. Dach Sechmir, Achre Adibun. Achre, the Torah said, Essay Deichel Eisei. What happened was, every single mitzvah in the Torah, the etzim got a koyach to be doich, a potential koyach, that if need be, it could be manchir Eloi Eisei. That's what I call koyach tchir. Every essay got that koyach before Halalayim Mamaisa. Every essay got that koyach atchir. Because the din of essay Derech Halayisa say is not an outside hurrah to the person what to do when he's stuck. It's a koyach in the etzem essay. The manchir Halayisa say. The essay at the end of the day is manchir almost matir. It's almost matir, like we spoke out last year. You don't have to. That's a koyach the Torah gave on alimus, like the Ramban says. Alimus the Torah gave in essay Derech Halayisa. That we call a koyach atchir. Then there's a second shlav. When I come to Mekayim HaMitzvah, I bump into Lois and say, then I go and I use that Koyach Tchia. I have the Koyach Tchia, I have the right to go punch the way the Lois is saying. That's what I call Befoya. Kler to Abuvin, Avu is Chal V'Hagbola of Rish Lakish. In the Koyach Tchia, or in the Tchia Befoya. His first thought was, that was his Pashtus, it's in the Tchia Befoya. Once the Torah said, I say Derech HaLeisei, every I say Derech HaLeisei has the Koyach. Oh, but today to use the koyach of the Essay Derech HaLeisei, it's limited. You have to find the matzav of tchia. You can only use the koyach you got in the matzav of tchia. When we have a fight, that's a stirik gmur, then I could use it. I'm not licensed to use it. I don't have the right to use it before y'all. Unless it's a tchia. If it's not a tchia, that's a tait she made it in the matzah of tchia. Now, under the sages, no. They didn't change around with the matzah of tchia. Anytime I bump into it, it's a matzah of tchia. But Rosh Lakish was saying Agbola in the original Kerach tchia. The Torah chiddush that he gave you a Kerach against the Lois HaSei. The Torah says the Sivlis continues to talk against the Lois HaSei. In a Mzam Mitzvah, which wasn't a stira b'chlal, the Torah never gave it. There's a lot of clears in this. Ken Zayin does hell for Toysos. If Lu Yitzur Rosh Lakish was like the first tzad, then the Migu's a pellet. What's the Migu going to help you? Bring a Kerach tchia, but you can't use it. You can't use it. You can't use it unless you read the rules. There are rules in Hilchas tchia. The Mokum Shiyev Shalakayim Shein is not a tchia. However, if Toysos, L'chor this arriving Toysos, if Rosh Lakish wasn't saying that shark, he was saying Nor Hagbola in the Kerach tchila, Ken Zayin does the Eitzah from the Migu. Migu says, you're right originally, you can't elaine, you yourself don't deserve to get a Kerach tchia. Oh, but once in your mitzvah there's a Kerach tchia, I could bring over the Kerach tchia to you. Once I have a Kerach tchia, there's never a problem to be madchia before y'all. Even the walk in the Yefshul Kayim Shnei. The Olam Zol, now I'm cooking to them, I know the Olam got involved late, but I'm going to jump in. It's a voice to say.